to Sister Blank over there.
Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Come right on in. Amen. We thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy extended unto us this day. And thank him for all that he has done. He's been good to us. He's allowed us to gather once again in the house of the Lord. And for this, we say thank you. We thank you for how he has kept us, how he has been with us. It's good to see you this morning. Come right on in. We thank God for you being here. Amen. 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 Let us look to the Lord in prayer. As others are coming in, we know that some are on their way. And we know that this morning I did receive a text from Sister Maria and family, the Belton crew, that Tatum is down. He's fell back off to sleep. So I told her just kind of keep him in if they want. But she said, we'll see how he feels when he wakes back up. So just remember them much in prayer. We know we would love to have them in service, but we know sickness is going around. We've had some sickness, but just thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. That we're here. We're here this morning and he's blessed us. And I know others are on their way. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. Thank you for your hand of love and your mercy extended unto us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. Dear Heavenly Father, blessing us, Lord God, to rise this morning clothed in our right mind. Blessing us, Lord God, to have the activity and use of our limbs and blessing us with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you, dear Lord, from the depths of our heart for all that you have done for us. Because we know last night some lay down and did not have a bed to lie upon, dear Heavenly Father. They may not have had food this morning when they rose up, but Lord, you saw fit for your people, Lord God. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for each and every one that is here under the sound of my voice. Thank you for those who are still on their way, dear Heavenly Father, remembering those who are sick and shut in, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing, Lord God, this morning upon Alonzo Webb, dear Father, Sister Webb's husband, Lord God. We heard on yesterday, Lord God, that his flu has turned into pneumonia, dear Lord. And so we're just praying, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, Lord God, and be with the entire Webb family, Lord God. And no doubt in our minds, Sister Webb won't be out today because she's there caring for her companion. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless her and be with them, dear Father. Remember the entire family, Lord God. We know that all of them were sick, Lord God, and some had to go to hospitals, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, especially special prayer and blessing upon the Webb family. Be with them, Lord God. Be their guide. Be their direction, Lord God. Be their strength they so desperately stand in need of. Father, they've been going through, dear Heavenly Father, but you have brought them through every step of the way, Lord God, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister and her family. Likewise, remembering, Lord God, Sister Carol this morning, who's out with us, dear Heavenly Father, ask your blessings upon this dear sister, 91 years old, still pressing her way, Lord God, and some pain this morning, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father, to subside that pain, Lord God, that she'll be able to sit comfortably in the house of God. Father, we pray for our dear sister, Lord God. Lord, she is showing us strength, dear Heavenly Father, and we know that strength is only through you, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask to continue blessings upon our dear sister. Lord, we love her with all of our heart, mind, and soul, Lord God, but we know you love her even more, dear Father, and for this we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for all that you have done for her and ask your continued blessings be upon her. Likewise, we ask that you remember little Tatum this morning, dear Father. We understand that he's not feeling well, Lord God, in body, dear Father. We know that Liam and little Koa, dear Father, went through it, dear Heavenly Father, and now it's just gone to Tatum, dear Heavenly Father. Ask, oh, Lord, that you would bless him, dear Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, he laid back down, she said, and went to sleep. So Lord God, that tells us, Lord God, he's not feeling well. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this family, Lord God. Lord, we miss them not being here, Lord God, but we understand, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless the Belton family in a mighty, mighty way. Father God, this morning we want to thank you for Sister Regina being out this day and ask your continued blessings upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for Sister Regina and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Smith with, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, even for the young lady that came in, Lord God. Her name is Sherry, Lord God, I believe. And Lord, we just thank you for her, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her and her family, Lord God. Lord, we don't know much about her, but Lord God, you know all about her, dear Heavenly Father, and you know her every need and desire, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that she's in your presence with us this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer for Sister Holmes, Lord God, not able to get out, but she's on phone, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that, Lord God, and ask your blessings continue to be with our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for the guidance and direction you give. Thank you, Lord God, for how she thanks, dear Heavenly Father, the saints for their prayers for her children, Lord God, who care for her, dear Heavenly Father, who, Lord God, take care of her, dear Father, so she's enabling her to be able to live on her own at 90, dear 7 years old, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God. We don't doubt you, dear Father, because we know we serve a God who is able to do all things but fail, Lord God. You have proven yourself over and over and over again in this congregation. You have blessed us immensely, Lord God. You have been our God. You have been our stay, Lord God. You have lifted us up when we've been torn down. You have blessed us, Lord God, with material blessings, but most of all, you have blessed us with your spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for Sister Lillian, likewise, who's on the phone. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for your guidance and your direction, Lord God. Lord, she's looking to get out to the house of God, dear Father. She's been in, dear Heavenly Father, for a while, dear Lord, because of her body, Lord God, but we know you're able to touch and heal these bodies. You said we are fearfully and wonderfully made, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, you know everything that's going wrong, dear Father. You know everything that is not on time, dear Heavenly Father. You know whether our heart is beating at the right beat, dear Heavenly Father. You know, dear Father, whether there's blood coming through the veins or not. You know, Lord God, if there's a hardening of the arteries. Father, you know all these things, dear Heavenly Father. And so in the name of Jesus, dear Father, we ask in that you would bless our dear sister. Bless each and every one of us, Lord God. Help us to stay focused. Help us to run this race that thou hast set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for our brethren who are here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Levester and Brother Reggie, Lord God, and Brother Maurice, Lord God, that are out so far this morning, Lord God, looking for the other brethren to be here, dear Heavenly Father, looking for other souls, Lord God, to come in. We don't see dear Father, Sister Indy and her family, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God, remembering little infinity, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's been sick in body, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, Sister Kiba, Lord God, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. Remember Brother Joseph, Lord God. Remember Shante Willis, Lord God. And Mr. Dalton, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless your people, Lord God, and that, Lord God, they will hasten along safely this day. Remember the children that are downstairs, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for them being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing them in Sunday school, Lord God. Thank you even for the questions that they're asking, Lord God, that they're listening, dear Father. They're hearing the word of God. They want to know some things, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless them, Lord God, as we see them growing not only physically, Lord God, and getting taller and taller every day, Lord God, but Lord God, we see them growing, dear Father, in their minds, dear Father, in the learning of thee, dear Lord. We pray your blessings be upon them, dear Father, and thank you for them. Thank you for our superintendent, Brother Byron, and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the service this morning in Sunday school. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. Father God in heaven, we pray a special prayer and blessing upon our country, Lord God, this day. And pray that you remember our president and our vice president, Lord God. Remember our congressmen, Lord God, and women, dear Heavenly Father. Our senators, our legislatures, our representatives, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, both locally and in our federal government, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you would remember our judges, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, we lift them all up to you, because you said all prayer and supplication and prayer and intercessory prayer should be made for all mankind. And so, Lord God, we're making it for these individuals so that we can live a peaceable and quiet life in this present world. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, we realize, Lord God, that we are in war time, dear Heavenly Father, hearing about rumors of war, Lord God, and hearing about things that mankind is doing, trying to stay
pay off, dear Heavenly Father, reward, dear Father. But we know there's only peace in you, dear Father. But Lord God, we're praying, dear Father, for our president and them as they make decisions, dear Father, our Pentagon and all of them, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know the war that's been raging over in the Middle East, Lord God. And oh, we pray, Lord God, for souls, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would get a hold of leaders, dear Father, world leaders, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to recognize you, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to remember vengeance is mine. You said you would do the repaying, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray for them in a mighty, mighty way this day, Lord God. It just seems like things are escalating. Things are getting out of control, Lord God, because everybody is trying to flex their power, Lord God, their military power, dear Heavenly Father, and to let the others know that they're a superpower over top of another power. But Lord, there's only one power, dear Father, that reigns in this world, and that power is God. And he's above all, dear Heavenly Father. And you told us in your word, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, and there is none other. You don't know of any other. So we thank you for that and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Be with us, Lord God, in the services today, Lord Father. Thank you for those who have called in on the internet, dear Father. Ask your continued blessings upon families that call in, dear Father, who are listening far and near, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our dear sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Marvinia in New York, dear Lord. Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Oh, a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember others who have called in, Lord God. Lord, remember Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God. Remember her sons, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their children, her grandchildren. Oh, my God in heaven, we just pray that you remember souls, Lord God. Remember the Williams family, Lord God. We know that they had a bereavement in their family, Lord God, as many others have had, dear Father. Ask that you would look down upon them with favor, Lord God, looking to see Brother Robert out today, Lord God, and remember his mother-in-law, remember his wife and his children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Likewise, remember, Lord God, all those who are going through the hour of bereavement, dear Father. Oh, we've had neighbors, Lord God. We had a neighbor that passed and a neighbor whose mother-in-law passed, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, and we know you're able, Lord God, and ask that you would bring them through, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember the saints who have had loved ones who have passed and have gone on, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would comfort as no man can. We know you're able to do all things but fail. Father God in heaven, just have thine own way. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake this morning. And thank you for all that she does, Lord God, even on yesterday, Lord God. We can see the magnitude of the work, Lord God, that she puts in as treasurer, Lord God. And oh, my God in heaven, we just want to thank you. Thank you and thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for this congregation, Lord God, and how you have blessed, dear Father, mightily, dear Lord. And oh, you're still blessing, Lord God, and you're giving us visions. You're giving us things, dear Father, that you would have for us to do to draw souls to the kingdom of God. And so we just ask that you would hear our humble cry, Lord God. Likewise, Lord God, as Brother Jackson said, we have a couple burdens, Lord God, we're getting underneath, dear Heavenly Father. This house across the street, Lord God, is a drug house, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear Father, for the souls that are going in and out, the traffic, Lord God, up and down the street, Lord God, even on Sunday morning early, Lord God, they're going in and out of that home, dear Heavenly Father, and getting drugs and leaving, dear Father. But, oh, my God in heaven, we know that it's in your hands, dear Father. We have commended it to you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you shut it down. We're not saying to move it to another neighborhood, Lord God, but we're asking you to shut it down, dear Heavenly Father. Not only this one here, but others, dear Father, because souls, Lord God, are being drawn to it, dear Father. Souls are going into eternity, Lord God. The house right next door, two souls went into eternity, Lord God. ODing on drugs, dear Father. Oh, Father, if they only knew, dear Father, those who are walking up and down the street, going inside of that home, that there are already souls that have gone, dear Father, into eternity because of those drugs, dear Father. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are bringing it before the throne of grace, Lord God, and mercy, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Lord God, our other burdens, dear Father, we're getting underneath the one for Sister Carol, Lord God, and we're praying, Lord God, a touch, a heal upon her body, dear Father. We know you're able, dear Heavenly Father, because the word tells us that now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. And Father, we know that you're able to heal our sister, dear Father, and heal her to your glory and to your honor. And Sister Carol will give you the praise, dear Father, and our other burden of Sister the Belton family, Lord God, remembering Sister Maria's request, Lord God, dear Father, so that she'll be able to work part-time, dear Father, to be home with her children, Lord God. You have blessed her with all these children, Lord God, and now we ask that you make a way, dear Father. We know you can make a way out of no way, dear Heavenly Father. Let us just keep praying and toiling on, dear Heavenly Father, because there soon will dawn a brighter day. Let us keep praying and toiling on, dear Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service, we pray, Lord God, your blessings be upon her. Thank you for all that you've done for her. Lord God, even, dear Father, her burden, dear Father, of being off that machine, Lord God, so that she, that machine that helps her, Lord God, at night when she sleeps. Lord, all she needs is you, dear Father. And so, Lord, she's committed it in your hands, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying and lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you're able, Lord God, to allow her to sleep, dear Father. You will bring peace, Lord God, even in the night watch, dear Father. And so we just pray that you would bless and be with her. Now, remember us in the services today. Remember me, Lord God, later on as I preach the word, dear Heavenly Father. You've already given it to me, dear Father. And I know you'll give more as we are preaching, dear Father. Help me, Lord God, to deliver as you've given it to me, dear Heavenly Father. Help me, hide me behind the cross that I might do your will, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just want to thank you. Remember the lost souls everywhere, dear Father. Remember the souls, Lord God, that need to be saved, dear Father. Remember our loved ones we've been calling out to you, Lord God. And remember, Lord God, those around this house of God, dear Father. Remember this neighborhood. My God in heaven, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember our request. Thank you, Lord God, for all the saints of God. Thank you for all the auxiliaries. We don't want to forget the media department, Lord God, and thank you for Sister Melita and Brother PJ, Lord God, how they run, their Father, the equipment, Lord God, so that we're able, Lord God, to broadcast, Lord God, able, Lord God, to reach souls, their Father. But, Lord, we ask that you would allow souls to come out, their Father. We don't want to get comfortable in Zion, their Father. We don't want to get sit at home, Lord God, when the word of God says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a man. Manner of such is the more you see the day approaching. And do we not see the day approaching, Lord God? Do we not see that the advent of Jesus is coming? Do we not see that you're coming back, dear Heavenly Father, and you're coming back? You're not coming back as a Savior this time, but you're coming back, dear Heavenly Father, to receive the bride of Christ. And then there's going to be judgment upon this earth. You told us in your word, it is appointed unto what once unto die, and after this, the judgment. Lord, the judgment day is coming. Help us to be ready to go. Now, Father, have thine own way in our lives, dear Father. We just want to thank you this day and praise you and honor you, Lord God, because we know that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Have thine own way in the services. Lord God, I know there's someone I've forgotten to pray, but, oh, Father, we have another prayer that's going to be going up. And so, Lord God in heaven, we just pray, Lord God, remember your people everywhere, Lord God, even those in the mission fields, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God. Third world countries, Lord God, remember them. Watch over them, protect them, keep them safe. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for hearing and we thank you for answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 122? 122 to worship the Lord.
God is so good.
One twenty-two.
God is so good. Amen.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He's Goodness, for your mercy. We give you glory this morning, Lord.
Amen.
For you have done great things.
Yes, you have.
Bless your holy name.
Yes.
So good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
This morning. Amen. Good to be among the saints. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And we haven't come out of form or fashion or to be seen, but because God is good and he is worthy of our worship and our praise. And so we're just so glad to be here this morning. We welcome our visitors this morning. It's so good to see you this morning. And we thank God that you are here.
Amen.
We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for his blessings to her and how he uses her to bless us, even with his precious word and the love that she has for us and to faithfully minister to us. And so we just thank God for all that he has done. Amen. And we will remember those who may be on their way, and we also remember those who normally would be here, but because of sickness or some other circumstance, they're not able to be here. But we are here.
Amen.
And we thank God that he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst of them. And so we thank God for that.
Amen.
Our responsive reading out of God's word this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20, as it is noted in our bulletin. Our responsive readings, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. And we're so thankful for the precious word of God. We know that it's food for our souls, and we really can't do without it. Amen. The Lord teaches us how we must live in this life. He teaches us how to serve him. So there's no reason for us to be ignorant of what God requires. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Amen. Beginning at verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Together. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. In that 19th verse, the Spirit of the Lord says, what?
Yeah.
Know ye not? Don't you know? What? Haven't you heard? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and you are which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? That refutes people who say, well, this is my life, this is my body, I can do with it what I want to do. According to the word of God, not so.
Amen.
Amen. We have a God that we must answer to.
Amen.
For the deeds that are done in this body.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his precious, precious word this morning. Amen.
Know something. Amen.
Amen. You have to know something. Amen. We're held responsible.
Amen.
This time we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that we have a God who is able to bless. We know we have a prayer answering God.
Amen.
We know that he will answer according to his divine will.
Amen.
And so, but when we bring our requests to him, we must bring them believing.
Amen.
That he is able to grant our request.
Praise our God.
And we know that if we have the authority, if we have the boldness to come to him, it's because we've submitted ourselves to him.
Amen.
It's because we know that we can get a prayer through.
Amen.
And that God will hear. And so we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Yes, yes, good morning. Yes, thank the Lord. And what was, I haven't gotten your card yet. What's your, I'm sorry, Ruthie Cooley. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God. So glad that you are here. Amen. You're a cousin of Millicent. Wonderful. Bless the Lord. Well, if that be the case, there's a lot of kin in here that you have that you may not know now, but you'll know before too long. You'll know shortly. Amen. There are several of us in here, our cousins to Millicent as well. So we're so glad that you are here. And we saw your upraised hand to be remembered in prayer. You know that God knows your request. He knows your heart. That's why we say if you have a request, either by word of mouth or just uplifted hand, because the Lord knows what that request is. So we're so glad that you're here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Blaine, let's continue to remember. So first of all, thank God for his goodness to us, and let's continue to remember those who are sick and shut in. I hadn't heard from Sister Webb yet as to how her husband's doing, but remember them much in prayer. And likewise, Sister Maria and the Belton family, remember them.
Amen.
Much in prayer.
Amen. It was a text I received about 7:20 this morning that said that he was feeling a little bit better. And to continue to pray.
Amen.
To continue to pray for him and for them.
Amen. And also remember, her name is Niteria. Remember her much in prayer. She was supposed to be coming here when she started school at Ohio Dominican. Hadn't seen her, but mm-hmm. now she's in the hospital. Has pneumonia. So remember her. Because she's very scared because I guess it's very serious. I don't know. Sister Margie has been texting me. So just remember that much.
Yes, Niteria from Zanesville. Yes, amen. My. Yes, Sister Carol. Yes.
So grateful.
Amen.
Thank you for your prayers. And remember my loved one.
Yes.
I talked with Jardins yesterday. I made it with punch it number 5 mistake, but it was for the right.
It was right. Uh-huh.
And we talked for quite some time about the Lord and his goodness. Remember
him in his family. Amen. Carol's request for she thanks the saints for their prayers for her and how God is blessing and touching and just continue to lift her up in prayer because we know God is able.
Yes, yes.
And then also to remember her unsaved loved ones. She had an opportunity to talk to her nephew, Chavez, and had a good conversation with him. And so we thank God for that. Every time we, our unsaved loved ones, every time that we can have a contact or conversation, even if it's a short one,
mm-hmm.
God is able to work even in that. And so we thank God for that. And so we continue to remember Sister Carol, her unsaved loved ones, and Chavez in particular. Amen. Sister.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Holmes.
Sister Melita.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Melita. God is blessing, but continue to remember her in prayers. The Lord continues the healing, completes the healing in her body for the cold that she has suffered in her body and also her household, her companion and her daughter, Jaslyn. So, as she said, the sickness from little Braylon came through the house, and so they all got it. And so continue to remember Sister Melita, her family, her household, and little Braylon as well, that all the congestion and so on, that the Lord will just continue to bless and heal, and little Lauren as well, and Sister Chanel, who also contracted the illness. So just that the Lord would bless and touch them, mm-hmm. all of them. Sister Smith. Bless the Lord, amen.
All over the world, and also my unsaved loved ones, giving me what I have.
Amen.
I'll be an example for you.
Amen. Sister Smith, thanks God for his goodness and his blessings to her. And she said he's always there when she needs him. Always. Amen. And her prayer request is for the children of the world, that God would bless, protect them, take care of them, shelter them, because there are many things going on in this world that children need to be sheltered from.
Amen.
Things that children are being exposed to that ought not to be. And so just continue to remember Sister Smith's request for all of the children. That's always a request on her heart, to remember the children of the world today. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Other requests?
Sister Blake, I just thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember Lauren. He's back home. It was just 72 hours, but he's back home.
All right.
Just continue to remember him. Much your prayer, please.
Amen. Continue to remember Sister Millicent's neighbor, Lawrence, who is back home. Amen. Brother Jackson. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, Brother Sylvester Jackson, wants us to remember Brother Reggie and his son William have an upcoming trip. And so we're praying that God will bless and grant them traveling mercies. We'll be with them all the way. Amen. From the start, from the moment they leave their homes until the moment they get back. You know, God will be with them. So we're lifting them up in prayer now. We understand that it's about the middle of this month, but as we said, we're not going to wait until they start to get on the plane to start praying. We'll pray and then we'll send up our prayers now on their behalf, knowing that God is able to bless them and keep them safe and allow them, give them an enjoyable trip, an enjoyable time away. Other requests. Amen. Well, and we'll definitely. Oh, Brother Williams. Yes, yes. MCL. Medial cruciate ligament, I think. Is this a ligament that's in the knee area? Because she's a volleyball player, right? And so Brother Robert's daughter Sarai will need surgery on her knee. So remember her much. We will remember her in body and soul. Amen.
Bless her. Go ahead. Deborah, she's due for surgery in April on her knee. I think she's doing. In April for her thing too. Surgery.
Yes, yes. Sister Regina's daughter, Deborah, is due to have surgery as well in April. So we will remember her much in prayer as well, soul and body. All general requests. We all have a need from the Lord. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Should we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 337? Worship the Lord, 337, alone with God. We'll sing verse 1 and verse 4, and then the chorus. Verse 1 and verse 4, and then the chorus. 337, and I worship the Lord. Verse 1 and verse 4, then the chorus.
When storms of life around me beat, when rocks the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God. And when I see the moment nearing, with me is disappearing, I want
Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we humbly approach your throne, dear God, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that when we come crying out to thee, dear God, Lord, you will hear, having the assurance, dear God, that you, Lord, will hear our humble cries, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you see our needs,
Amen.
Dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you know, Lord, how vulnerable we are, dear Father.
My, my, my.
And Lord, the only power that we have, dear God, is in our faith in thee, dear God.
Praise God.
And so, Lord, as we come, dear God, crying out to thee, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would hear, dear God. You know, Lord, the sincerity of our hearts, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, you know, dear Father, that we brought these requests in faith, dear God,
yes.
not
yes.
doubting, dear Father,
yes.
but knowing, Lord, that you are able, dear God, to take up our case, dear God.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, and that you would be glorified, dear God, Lord, in each and every one of us, dear God. Lord, we've come, dear God, bringing our request, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you are able to heal,
yes.
knowing, Lord, that you are able to fix situations
yes.
in our lives,
God.
Dear God,
Amen.
Knowing, Lord, that you are able to provide, dear God. Lord, if we have a when we have a shortfall, dear God, we have a need, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are able to supply out of your abundance,
yes.
dear Father.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we come, Lord, bringing our request to you, dear God. Knowing, dear God, if we have a travel to make, dear God, you're able to bear us safely, dear God, even on angels' wings, dear God.
Yes.
Knowing, dear Father, Lord, that if we have a loved one, dear Father, who is having trouble, is facing, dear God, infirmity in their body and facing sickness, dear God, and Lord, we're under that burden. We know, Lord, that you're able to heal that loved one, dear God, and to lift that burden. Or, Lord, you're able, Lord, to grant grace that we might be able to bear the burden.
Amen.
Lord, there are times, dear God, that it's not your will, Lord, to remove the burden, but, Lord, to give us strength and grace to bear, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, that our faith might be increased, dear Father. Or, Lord, that others who are looking on might see, Lord, that your grace is sufficient in all things, and their faith might be increased,
yes.
Lord, when they see, Lord, how you bring us through. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you do all things well. We know that you are the only wise God.
Right.
And so, Lord, when circumstances come into our lives, dear God, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you will not forsake us, dear God, in these circumstances. We know that Jesus said in this world we'd have tribulation.
Wow.
But he also said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And we know, Lord, that your grace is sufficient to help us, Lord, to overcome those things
yes.
that we face. And so, Lord, that's why we come to
Amen.
You in full
Amen.
Faith, believing, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to grant our petitions. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all of the sick and afflicted, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to heal one and you're able to heal another. And, Lord, there's none of your healing virtue, dear God, that even goes out of you, dear Father. Lord, you are still, dear God, all powerful. And Lord, when you heal one, dear God, there is nothing that is lost, dear God, in thee. For you're able, Lord, to heal all at one time, dear God, or one at a time, dear Father. Lord, you're able to heal us immediately, dear Father, or Lord, to have us to wait, dear God, on our healing. Father, we know, dear God, that you are a healing Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would remember, Lord, Sister Carol in a special way, dear Father. Lord, you know all about her, Lord. She's your daughter, dear God. Lord, you know, Lord, how she loves you. You know, Lord, how she serves you, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, for your touch. We know, Lord, that all it takes is a touch from you, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able, dear God, to make her whole. And so, Lord, we're asking in faith, Lord, that you would bless her.
touch her, dear God. Relieve, dear God, any discomfort, dear God, or any pain, dear God, that she's feeling, dear Father. We know, Lord, that you're able to grant relief, dear God. And so, Lord, we ask, dear God, that your hands would be upon her, dear God. Lord, that your arms would be around her, for she's leaning on your everlasting arms, dear Father. Bless her, dear God. Keep her in your care, dear Father. Be her supply, Lord, this we ask. In the name of Jesus. Lord, she's praising your name, dear God. Lord, she's testified, Lord, that she's in your hands, dear Father. Lord, and she's looking to you, dear God. Lord, whatever your will is, Lord, for her life, dear God. Lord, she has said, Lord, amen to your will, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she's here this morning, dear God. Lord, she has pressed her way, dear God, to be in the house of God, dear God, that she might gather with the saints to worship you in spirit and in truth, dear God. Truly, this is an example, dear God, to everyone else, dear God. Lord, to not forsake the assembling of the assembling of ourselves together, not to use any fallback on an excuse, dear God, but to press our way, dear God. Amen. Truly, our dear sister has pressed her way to be here, dear God, and we thank you and pray, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God, even during this service, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember our visitor, dear God, who raised her hand, your Ruthie Cooley, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that she is here with her sister, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we know, Lord, that you led them to come here, dear God. Lord, it's not an accident or happenstance, Lord, that they are here, but, Lord, you led them here, and we thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would receive a blessing, dear God, for being here today, dear Father. And, Lord, you saw her upraised hand. Lord, you know her heart, dear God. And, Lord, we're so glad, dear God, that you know all things. So, Lord, when we raise our hand, Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. Lord, when we raise our hand, Lord, it's like we are pouring out our heart to thee, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and grant her petition, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. And we thank you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Melita. We thank you, Lord, for touching her body, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that she was not well, dear God, but, Lord, you have brought about a change, dear God, in her body, Lord, as only you can. And so we thank you, Lord, for the healing, dear God, upon her body. So good to see her, dear God. Lord, even the sound of her voice, dear God. Lord, how you are relieving her, dear Father. And so we pray, Lord, to continue touch upon her and her household, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for what you have done and are doing. We pray, Lord, that you remember her daughter-in-law, Sister Chanel, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to heal her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandchildren, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for the healing on them, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that Sister Ruth is online, is on the phone, dear God, today. And we pray, dear God, your blessings upon her. We pray, Lord, that you would give her the desires of her heart, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God, in body, soul, mind, and spirit, dear God. Help her, Lord, to be encouraged and to be assured, dear God, that you see all things and you're able to do all things, dear God. Lord, you do everything in a timely fashion, dear God. Lord, you're able, Lord, to lift up our spirits, dear God, and to encourage us in thee, dear God, to help us, Lord, to keep our minds stayed on thee. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Ruth in a very special way, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Regina, and we thank you, Lord, for her. We thank you. It's good to see her here today, dear God. Lord, how you have blessed her, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would continue to be with her, dear God. And remember her daughter, Deborah, dear God, who will be having surgery. Lord, we know, dear God, you're able to bless her. We know, Lord, that you're able to bring her through, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you brought her through a prior surgery, dear God. We prayed for her in that situation, and we're praying for her even now, dear God. Praying, dear Father, that you would bless her. Keep her in your care. Remember her in soul and body, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, we pray that you would remember her children, Lord, Erica and Shanice, dear God, who doubtless will be helping their mother, dear God. Lord, after the surgery,
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, so many times there are those who go through surgery, dear God, and after the surgery, dear God, they go through rehab, but dear God, there's no one who can rehab like you, dear Father.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God. We thank you in advance, dear Father, for what we know that you are able to do, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, for Sister Carol's request for her unsaved loved ones, dear Father. We don't want to forget that, dear God. We're praying, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, Lord, to think on the word that Sister Carol has shared with them from time to time, Lord, when you have given her opportunity, when she has talked to them about their soul, dear God. Lord, bring that back to their remembrance, dear God, as only your spirit can, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would consider their soul. Help them, Lord, to know that Sister Carol's talked to them about their soul because she loves them and you love them, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would stir up their minds, dear God, by way of remembrance. Pray that you would remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the improvement, dear God, that has happened in her husband, Alonso, dear God. Father, you know, Lord, we've been praying for him, dear God, Lord, soul and body. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would touch his body, dear God. Realizing, dear God, that these viruses and things that are going around, dear God, Lord, that they can go into pneumonia very quickly. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, your healing favor, dear God, would be with him. And remember Sister Webb by his side, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember their entire family, dear God, and Alexandria also, dear God, Lord, all of their grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember the request that Sister Jenkins brought, dear God, for an ITERA, dear God, who was a student who was from Zanesville, who was to begin to come here, dear God, for services, dear Father, and when she was going to go to starting classes at Ohio State. But, Lord, now, Lord, she has pneumonia, dear Father. Oh, Lord, you know all about it, dear God. Oh, my God, Father, you know, Lord, what is to be done and when it is to be done, dear Father. Lord, we have to understand that when we on Wednesday night, Brother Byron was talking about vowing a vow. And Lord, when we vow to the Lord, we dare not go back.
Amen.
Lest things come upon us.
Amen.
And so, Father, we're not saying, dear God, that is what this is, dear God, but Lord, you know all about it.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help her, dear God. Lord, that she has pneumonia now in her soul, in her body, dear God. So, Father, we're praying for her body and for her soul, dear God. Lord, that she might understand, dear God, that, Lord, when we draw nigh unto you, dear God, that we can cry out, Lord, to you on our own behalf, dear Father. Lord, when we have these in sicknesses and infirmities, dear God, and Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to her heart and her mind, dear God. Help her to know, dear Father, that Lord, when we say we want to serve you, Lord, we have to have a made-up mind to do that.
Yeah.
The mouth should reflect what's in the heart, dear God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what we're saying, dear God, will not bear the light of truth.
Wow.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to our heart in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Margie, dear God. We thank you, dear God, Lord, for the burden for souls that she has, dear God. And she brings requests for different ones who have need. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch Sister Margie in body, Lord, and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Lord, this we pray. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Sister Millicent's request for her neighbor, Lawrence, dear God. Father, he's back out, dear Father. Lord, she said it was, I believe she said 3 days. He's back home. So, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for your protection upon him, even in the neighborhood, dear God. Lord, you know all about him, dear Father. And as we even pray this morning, dear God, you told us, dear God, to even pray for the feeble-minded, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're offering this prayer, Lord, that you would protect him, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, this we ask of thee. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Smith, dear Father, and the request, Lord, that she brought for the children of the world today. Lord, you know, dear God, the wickedness of this day and this time, dear God, and our children are vulnerable, dear God, and Satan, even as Jesus told Peter, that Satan desired to have him, to sift him as wheat. But Jesus told Peter, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And so, Lord, we are praying for the children because we know that Satan wants to have them to sift them as wheat. He wants to get them hooked on drugs. He wants to have them be, just embroiled in all kinds of things. There's child pornography. There's all kinds of just terrible, terrible things in this world. And people are taking advantage of children, even to those children's destruction. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, for the children of the world, dear God. Lord, that you would keep them in your care, dear God. Oh, Father, this we ask of thee. And speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who would prey upon these children. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would convict them in their hearts and minds, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, if they don't make a change, Lord, if they don't turn, Lord, from their wicked way, dear God, Lord, there will be all of eternity in torment, dear God, Lord, for what they have done to these little ones. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts and bring conviction upon them, dear God, Lord, to know that they will have to stand before thee and give an account for the deeds that they have done in this life. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the Belton family, Lord, in a special way. Lord, we know that Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre would be here with their children, dear God, that sickness, that they're sick, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would bless and be with them. Encourage their hearts, dear God. Remember that mother and father, dear God, Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, as they raise their children, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would give them the strength that they stand in need of. We know, Lord, that you're able to provide for their material needs, dear God. And Lord, you are already providing, Lord, for their spiritual needs, dear Father. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, a blessing upon this household, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give them showers of blessings, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that they live for you, dear God. And, Lord, they're looking, Lord, to you to provide, Lord. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would just, Lord, pour out, Lord, what they have need of, dear God. And we know, Lord, that they're going to give you the glory for it all. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would remember Brother Jackson, Lord, Brother Levester's request, dear Father. Remember his family. Remember his loved ones, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would remember them, speak to their hearts, dear God, as he's brought requests for them many times, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would be with Brother Jackson, Brother Reggie, dear God, and William, dear God, even as they'll be traveling, dear Father. Lord, we're praying now, dear God, Lord, that you would bless them. Keep them in your care, dear Father. Give them traveling mercies, Lord. And you've done it in the past, dear God. And so, Lord, we're asking, we're coming again, Lord, in faith, Lord. Lord, that you would bless them. Keep them, dear God, on their flight, dear Father. Bless them, Lord, while they're away, dear God. And be with them, Lord. Give them rest in their bodies, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, that you give them this opportunity, dear God, to go away together, Lord. And pray, Lord, that you would just bless them, dear God. And help them, Lord, to know that the saints are praying now for them and will continue to pray, even in their absence, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with them, Lord. Keep them in your mighty care. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to comfort Brother Reggie, even, dear God, in the loss of his companion, dear God. We know he's still in bereavement, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, that you would bless him and keep him, dear Father, and comfort his heart, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Remember their brothers, Walter and James, dear God, in a special way. Lord, you know what they both stand in need of. And, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and supply, Lord, and most of all, Lord, speak to their hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless, dear God. Lord, remember our pastor this day, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her. And pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her. Lord, as we see, Lord, the healing, dear God, that you are granting, Lord, in her body. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to bless her, strengthen her in thee, dear God. And Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing be upon her this day, dear God. Lord, for all of your will, Lord, to be done. For all, dear God, of your wisdom to be spoken, dear God. Lord, for the word that you have shared with her, dear God. Lord, that she will pour it out, Lord, that we might receive it, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you gave it to her for us, dear God. And so we pray, Lord, that you would use her to your glory and to your honor. Lord, remember Sister Holmes and her request. Dear God, we're so thankful, Lord, that she's on the phone, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her children, dear God, who care so lovingly for her, dear God. Lord, that we thank you, dear Father, for them and pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to provide for them, dear God, and give them the strength that they need, dear God, Lord, that they may continue, Lord, to be a help to Sister Holmes. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes and for her encouragement, dear God, down through the years, Lord, how she encouraged us, dear God, how she prayed for us, Lord, even when we were young people, dear God, and she prayed for us and prayed, dear God, for our souls, Lord, even when we were not saved. She labored, dear God, for thee. Lord, she labored in the church, dear God. She held positions in the church, dear God. She taught us, dear God, taught us how we must live, dear God, when we were saved, when we were newly saved, dear God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to encourage our heart, Lord, to know, Lord, that she has labored, dear God. Lord, she labored, Lord, even in the heat of the day, dear God, Lord, that we might be saved. And Lord, now, Lord, because of her prayers, because of her faithfulness, because of her example, Lord, we're saved today because her prayers went up to thee, dear God, and your spirit did not forsake us, Lord, but you spoke to us and we're saved today, dear God, to labor on, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, for the saints, Lord, the older saints, dear God. Some have gone on to glory, dear God. Others are still here, dear God. But they labored and they prayed for us, dear God, that we might take up the mantle, dear God, and continue on for thee, dear God. So help us, Lord, to be true, dear God. Lord, that we might pass that, our faith, dear God, and our prayers that others may, coming along after us, dear God, might be saved and might take up the mantle even after us if Jesus should tarry. Lord, just continue to have your way in us. Us, dear God, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for all that you have done and all that we know you're able to do. Lord, those requests, Lord, that we have forgotten, Lord, you know all about them, dear God, because you are the only wise God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just remember each and every one, dear God. Perhaps there are requests that were not even spoken, but Lord, you know the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bless and grant each petition according to your divine will. And your name, which is worthy, shall receive all the praise, honor, and glory. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm before you to offer prayer before we bring in our tithes and offerings.
Amen.
Thank God for what he has done. Mm-hmm. Yes. My.
Amen.
And I would encourage that we understand that, and the bulletin says this, but I would like to say it again, that yesterday was the budget meeting, and looked at what God has done for us over the past year. God has just been so good to us.
Amen.
And he has promised that he would do that.
Amen.
So I would like to, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, which would be the 10th, will be our annual business meeting here at the church at 10 a.m. And I would encourage all the saints to be here, if you are able, because God has been truly, truly blessed. Well, bless God. Amen. The Beltons have come in. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Praise our God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for answering prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. But our annual business meeting will be this coming Saturday, the 10th, beginning at 9 a.m. And truly, truly, God has just been good.
Yes, he has
been good. Because our business is God's business.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Some people say, well, you know, some people try to use an excuse not to tithe. Well, you know, that's my business. No. Because God has supplied anything and everything. So we just thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
As we file by the plate, the middle plate is for our special offering, and today is for benevolence. This is the first Sunday of the month. So that special offering for benevolence may be placed in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you have done for us. Thanking you, Lord, for receiving the offerings, dear God, that we have brought in times past. And Lord, we've asked you to receive them. And Lord, we've asked you to multiply them as only you can. And Lord, you have received them and you have multiplied them, dear God. And Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, when we set our eyes, dear God, on the bounty, Lord, of from your hand, dear God, and the abundance, dear God, that you have blessed us with, dear God, Lord, to do, Lord, those things that you would have us to do. And so, Lord, we know that the past prayers will not suffice. So, Lord, we come to you again, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for what you have done, thanking you, Lord, for what you have provided, asking, Lord, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, and these tithes, and praying, Lord, that you would give wisdom, dear God, that we might know, Lord, what you would have us to do with them. And we pray, Lord, that you would multiply them, Lord, as only you can, dear Father. Lord, continue just to have your way, Lord. Bless each gift and giver. And Lord, your spirit has brought to my mind, dear God. And Lord, we fail to pray for Brother William's daughter. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless Sarai, dear God. She has to have surgery also. We know we said, Lord, remember each request, even those we didn't recall. But Lord, you've brought it to my mind. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, you touch upon Sarai, dear God. Lord, that injury, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord, as they go in to repair, Lord, that ligament in her knee. We know that the doctors can go in and they will do things surgically, but we know, Lord, that you are the healer. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort Brother Robert and Sister Rosa's heart, dear Father. Help them to know, dear God, that we're praying for her and we're praying for them, dear God. We know, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. There's no injury, there's no malady, there's no disease, Lord. There's nothing, dear God, that you cannot, Lord, cause a turnaround in. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, that bless their daughter in a very special way. And, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father. Those who do not have to give, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to pour out a blessing, dear God. Lord, you're able to tell, dear God, even if they have just a little, even as Sister Jenkins and I were talking this morning, you instruct us in your word about the widow's mite. And even though the Pharisees were coming and throwing in large sums into the offering, and the widow just came in and threw in a mite, Jesus told the Pharisees, she has put in more than you all because she put in all that she had. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to humbly, cheerfully bring in our tithes and offerings to thee, dear God, and help us, Lord, to give our whole heart, all of ourselves, Lord, to thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and This card filled my heart with pain. Jesus wept across the broken strings, steered the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Who is he? Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. Praise our God, Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name.
Amen.
Praise our God. He's worthy praise.
Amen.
Forever. At this
praise
time,
God,
shall we stand for a word of prayer before our pastor comes before us. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Praise our God. So glad to see we offered up prayer with the Belton family and finished and looked up, and that's how quickly God can answer prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. That's the desire in a child to want to come. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank good to see Sister India and Infinity as well. Amen. Thank the Lord. We look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, once again, thanking you, Lord, for all that you have done, for all that our hearts have felt, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your Spirit would move upon us, dear God, even as your word goes forth. We ask, Lord, that your Spirit's anointing would be upon Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her utterance, Lord. Give her boldness, dear Father, to preach your word, dear God, in the power of the Spirit of God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit, Lord, would enable us to understand and to receive it, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch our hearts, Lord, to take in your word, dear Father. Lord, knowing, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, to renew us, to restore us, to reprove us, dear God, to instruct us in righteousness, dear Father. Lord, have your way, dear God, even as your word goes forth, and give us, help us, Lord, to give attention, full attention to your word, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jink.
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation. I truly thank the Lord that I have two of my cousins here on the Cooley side, I should say on the Johnson side, Sandy Johnson side, a man of the family, and thank God for them. These are related to Pastor Cooley, and we just thank God for you being here. Amen. And thank God for all the saints being here likewise. Thank God for your presence. Thank God for the spirit of the Lord in prayer, the prayers have gone up, and thank God for that. Amen. Because we don't take those things lightly. Let's remember those saints that are sick and shut in, their family members are sick. Sister Webb's husband, remember him in a special way, both soul and body, and remember all the requests that have gone forth, and those we don't see that are normally here, let's remember them too, likewise. Truly God has been good to us, and he has blessed us, and he's given us his word. I trust you have your Bibles with you. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 15 through the 20th verse we read in our hearing this morning. And we would like to go back to verse 17 of that scripture to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to continue sharing with you. We know that we're in part 3 of our message, and I think we're going to have a little bit more than 3. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But we thank God there is so much, saints, within this word concerning being united with Christ Jesus. And so in order for us to make sure that we're ready when Jesus comes, we have to know how we are united with him. Amen? And we must stay close to him in order for us to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. We don't want to come this far by faith and then turn around and lose out in the end.
Amen.
But we want to run on this race that God has set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? Lord bless. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. And I say to those have a writing instrument to write down some of these scriptures. You might not be able to read them right now, but maybe later on and in your leisure, you might be able to sit down and read over some of them again. Amen. Verse 17, Lord bless. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. As the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. We want to jump right into our message this afternoon. On last Lord's Day, we left off saying that being a new creation means that we can now draw near to Almighty God. That being a new creation gives us access to our Heavenly Father's presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. Also, being in Christ, we have been given a new identity. We are no longer our own. We belong to him. In 1 Peter, we see what God now declares about us. Look at 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter in verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. He said, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now that we are saved, the Bible is letting us know that we are a distinct group of people. We may be the same as others physically and body, but we are vastly different on a spiritual level. We now have been made, as 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13 says, to drink into one spirit. Saints of God, that is the reason why the world does not understand us.
It is the reason why the world does not accept us or our belief, what we believe in. Because the word of God tells us we are strangers and pilgrims in this world. Our lives condemn the lives of those we once hung around with, that we once hung out with. We no longer speak the same jargon as they speak. Our language has changed. Praise our God. Our conversations now, we are told, are in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our way of life now is heavenly. Our thoughts and our affections are already in heaven, knowing that our eternal home is there. Yes, our lives are different now. Well, we used to sing a song that Sister Carol taught us when she was directing the choir, and it said, it's different now. Everything about us, do you feel that sense of God? Everything about you is different from what you used to be, when you lived for the enemy. When you live for the devil, the old man, and all the things that you used to do, we may sometimes not want to look back and see some of those things that we used to do, but it's not looking back to glory in them, but it's looking back to remember where God has brought us from, what God has brought us through, what God has allowed us to see he can do in our lives, in and out of our lives. As Sister was saying there, our life now must reflect what is in our heart. So what is in our heart? Is Jesus Christ in our heart, or is Jesus Christ out of our heart? That's the only way we can be united with Christ Jesus. Amen. Is by having Jesus inside of our hearts. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. You see, being joined unto the Lord means that we have the same mindset as Jesus Christ. We have the same trust in our Heavenly Father as Jesus did. Paul in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. He said, by the renewing of your mind. Has your mindset been changed? Or are you still operating under the old man, the old man's mindset? He said in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says this in verse 5 of that scripture. We are told these words. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. You see, we have to have the mind of Christ. When we say that this is how we reflect, our lives reflect what is in our heart, because we now have the mind of Christ. Christ was our example. Christ had a spiritual mind. Everything about us has got to be divine. Everything about us has got to be spiritual. We've got to live a life that shows others that Jesus Christ is reigning within. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. All as saints of God, we've got to be humble in spirit. We can't be brazen in all the things that we used to be. I know there were times when we were out there in the world. I can say for myself, when I lived for the devil, oh, I had a brazen spirit. People would say something to me, I had something to say right back. Oh, but I leave that to Jesus now, amen?
Amen.
Oh, he said a soft answer turns away wrath. We got to have a soft answer when people come at us, because people are coming at us in every way. That's how the devil has people operating today. But oh, a soft answer turns away wrath. Why? Because God wants us to have a humble and meek spirit. Because he tells us in the word of God, blessed are they that are, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You've got to have a meek and humble spirit in Almighty God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 9 of Philippians 2, he said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, people may not bow to him right now. People may not recognize Jesus Christ right now, but the word of God says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And then it went on to say, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. People may not confess him right now. They may silence people when they try to say Jesus' name and say, you can't speak that name. But oh, look at what the word of God says, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Praise our God.
You see, Christ's mind was always set on doing the will of his Father. We read in Luke, the second chapter, when Jesus went to Jerusalem with his parents for the Passover. Instead of departing with them to Nazareth, he stayed behind talking with the teachers in the temple. And when they found him, you Bible students know, he responded to his mother's request. Look at what he said in verse 48, where she said unto him, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, he said, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that ye not that I must be about my father's business? Oh, he has some business to do for Almighty God. And thanks to God, that's the same with you and I today. We may have some friends that may call upon us at some times and say, hey, can you go so? I got to be about my father's business. You may not have studied the word. I can't go. I've got some word to study. I got some things to do for Almighty God. Got to have a mind on Jesus. Also in the Garden of Gethsemane, later on in Luke, that 22nd chapter, when he was withdrawn from some of his disciples that he took up there with him. Oh, he said to them in verse 42 of Luke 22. He said, Father, if thou be willing, he said, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Always was the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, and then John, the 6th chapter in verse 38. Look what Jesus said. He said, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Praise God. Do you know that God saved us to do his will? God didn't save us to do any old thing. God didn't save us just to wing it in this life. No, he saved us to do his will. Amen. See, Jesus' mind allowed him to become a man. His mind allowed him to take on all the weakness, the temptations of humanity, and to submit to the torture that he went through and death as no man has ever experienced. Why? That was to glorify his Father, which is in heaven, to give glory to God the Father. This is what he prayed in John, the 17th chapter, in 4th verse, when he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. That's what Jesus was saying to his Father. I ask you in your leisure to read the entire book of John 17. And look at how Jesus prayed. He made an intercessory prayer for his disciples, for the people of God, how he labored there with his Father. He wanted his Father. I'm going to back to verse 1 for a moment here. He said in verse 17, chapter 17 of John, he said, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. See, he always kept his eyes looking heavenward. He kept his eyes upon Almighty God, and that's what we've got to do. Keep our eyes up on heaven, amen? Amen? He went on to say there, he said, Father, he said, the hour has come. He said, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. You know, Jesus was saying these words before he was going to go through the cross, to the cross, amen? He went on to say, he said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Oh, he wanted us to know. He wanted them to know back then, and he wants you and I to know today that he is the truth, that he is the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. Oh, there's a lot out there trying to make themselves God. Oh, but you can't be God, amen?
Amen.
There's none like Almighty God. And then in verse 4, where we were going, he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Praise our God. You see, Christ's mission when he came was to seek and to save that which was lost. Praise our God. He came to save mankind from their sins, not in them. And he accomplished his mission when he went to the cross and he died for our sins, that we might be reconciled back to Almighty God. Our salvation was a gift that God has given to all humanity. That's why we are told in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, in verse 8, he says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Have you received the gift of God this afternoon? Are you living in the gift of God that God has given us? Amen? You see, our salvation was won through the shedding of Christ's blood. His blood was shed for the payment for the sins of the world. It is an unmerited favor from Almighty God, meaning that we did nothing to deserve what God gave to us, because all of us were headed to hell. All of us were headed to torment. A sister was praying in the prayer, if you don't get it right in this life, don't think when this life is over that you're going to, as many want you to believe, that you're going to go and have a party. Oh, that's not what is going to happen. If you leave this life not knowing Jesus Christ, you are going to wind up in a devil's hell. It's not going to change after you die. If you die in your sins, Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. That is something people need to understand, because we're living in a time right now where people believe it's all right to sin. I can sin a little here, sin a little there, sin, and God will be okay. Not so. That's what the word of God lets us know. If Jesus said in John, turn with me there for a minute, in the 8th chapter, that's where Jesus was letting us know these various things that mankind needs to know today. It's a serious thing to walk around and say, I'm a child of God, but you're living a life of sin.
That's right.
Praise our God. He said there in John 8:21 these words, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you seek after me. You seek me and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? You see, this is ignorance. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying, because he said, whither I go, you cannot come. See, they didn't have any understanding. And this is what people are lacking today, saints of God. They're lacking understanding about salvation. They're lacking understanding about the way we are to live for Jesus Christ now that we are saved. He said in verse 23, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Christ just let them know, amen? He said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. My, my, my. Praise our God. You've heard me say this before, and the Spirit has given it to me again, saints of God. That is why I say it is a privilege to be called a saint of God.
Amen.
It's a privilege to be called a child of God, to be called sons of God, to be called believers of God, to be called Christian, to be called followers of Jesus Christ. So we ought not to take our salvation lightly. Amen.
Right.
As Brother Byrene and others brought out on this past Wednesday night, when we came to an altar of forgiveness, we stood before the Godhead and we made a confession on the salvation, which is our righteousness in Christ Jesus. We're told there in 1 Corinthians 1, in verse 30, it says to us, it said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. You see, Christ revealed the knowledge of the divine plan of salvation that was previously hidden. You see, this was the mystery that Paul spoke about. And you can read in your leisure in Ephesians, that third chapter. But also in Colossians, the first chapter, 25 through 26, Paul spoke about the mystery. And then also in the back of your Bibles, if you have a concordance, I love these concordance Bibles, you can go back and read under number 2487. And you can read about the mystery, the new things, and how we are to be in Christ. You see, Christ manifested himself as our righteousness, therefore making us upright and putting us in right standing with Almighty God. And our sanctification, making us pure and holy. And our redemption, which provided our ransom from eternal penalty of sin. This was God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. We would never be able to comprehend the way to eternal life without us first coming to Jesus Christ, coming to his death and his resurrection. You see, our confession was a vow to Almighty God, and God honors that confession. When it comes to making vows to God, the Bible has some clear directions. It's not a topic that we ought to just shove under the rug, so to speak. Vows aren't to be taken lightly. This is what Brother brought out on Wednesday night, and Sister even in the prayer. Our vows are serious. They're serious promises that demand sincerity and follow through from you and I. That's what the message Brother was bringing on Wednesday night. And that message was pretty straightforward for you and I on Wednesday night, that if we make a vow to God, let us be certain that we can fulfill it, because God takes our word seriously, saints. God takes what we say seriously. And if we say, Lord, live or die, I am the Lord, then live or die, we ought to be God's. Amen?
Amen.
If we say, Lord, if you save me, or Lord, if you heal my body, I'm going to live for you, then we ought to live for Almighty God. Don't allow God come in and we pray up and ask, Lord, will you take away this affliction? Lord, will you help me through this? Lord, will you do this? And then as soon as God does it, we run away and we don't serve God no more. Oh, saints of God, you know what I'm talking about. We've had many that come in here, and many come in and say they're saved and want to serve the Lord. And then they get up and ask, oh, saints of God, can you pray for us to get a car? I need a car. But see, they were walking before they got a car. They were catching a bus. They were faithful to the house of God. Then soon as God blesses them with a car, blesses them with a nice job, blesses them with a nice home and everything, you don't see them anymore. But they made a vow and said, well, saints of God, if God will bless me to get a car, I can get around here. I can get to church here. I can do that. Oh, don't say that if you're not intending for it to be for God. Amen? It's a dangerous thing to vow something before God with no intent of following through with it. Jesus taught that Christians should be characterized as people of truth, people who keep their word. We ought to keep our word. We should not need to take an oath or to make a vow to convince others that we intend to keep our word. Amen?
Amen.
We don't have to say, you know, honestly, I'm saying it. It's true. What I'm, no. What we say, our word, back in the day, they used to say is our bond. Back in the day, many contracts, I remember my late father, Brother Lawrence, in his business. Back in the day, many times, he would come with a handshake. You know, they would call him Larry. Can you get us to haul us a load of gravel? And he'd haul the load of gravel, and they'd make sure, and they would pay him. But in this day and time now, that's not how it happens, amen? Brother has to get fill out. Brother Byrene, he works in that field. You have to fill out all kinds of tickets and make sure of this and send them out notices. We don't have that kind of world today. Amen. People's word is not their bond, but God still requires his people to keep our word if we make a vow unto Almighty God. Why? Because as we just read there in 1 Peter, that second chapter, turn with me back there for a moment. We said we are a royal priesthood, meaning we represent God to the world around us, and we serve an upright God. Our God is holy. Our God is righteous, who declares for his people to be the same. You and I, God declares for us to be holy and righteous. What do you mean, Sister Renee? Just look over to chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Look at what he says in verse 15. He said, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. God expects his people to be holy in all of our conduct. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, what? For I am holy. Our God is holy. Amen. When we were lost, we were separated from God, and we didn't live in righteousness, amen? But now in Christ Jesus, we've been bought nigh to God by the blood of Christ. And in our new relationship with him, we have unrestricted and unhindered access to Almighty God. In his presence, we can come to Almighty God. We are also called to expand the kingdom of God and also to influence the world that's around us. You know, I know that right today they have all these young people. They're saying they're influencers, and they have all a whole bunch of them fall. But God wants us to influence the world with his righteousness, to show the world that we serve an almighty God, that we serve a righteous and holy God. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, to the saints then and to you and me now, in verse 20, he said that we are ambassadors for Christ. Mm-hmm. Ambassador is a representative. So that's what you and I are. And being ambassadors, Paul is saying that as true believers, that we should see ourselves as a daily representation of who God is. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. We are to behave ourselves accordingly, knowing that we are being watched by our coworkers. Your coworkers see everything we do on the job, saints. I worked for 38 years for the state of Ohio. I know they watch everything. Everything you do. Amen? Amen? I know some are saying amen, but amen anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are watching you. They know how you live. They know what you do and what you will not do. I oftentimes would hear people would come in and they were doing certain things. And the one young lady that used to sit in front of my cubicle at that time, they would come in and they'd say, oh, is Renee back there? I would hear her say, oh, she's not going to do that. She's a child of God. Oh, my. She already knew. She would fend them off. I didn't even have to say no. Because that's how God wants us to be on our job. Amen?
Amen.
He said, when our ways please the Lord, he'll make our enemies to be at peace with us. Your enemy will fight for you. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to say anything. There are times all you have to do is stand still and see what? The salvation of the Lord. Amen? Oh, because God can work it out. And when God works it out, you don't have to worry about no sin. Amen? You don't have to worry about it not being right, because God will work it out to God's glory and to God's honor. That's what God will do. Amen? Also, our former running buddies, they got to see there's a change in us. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
They got to see there's a new life in Christ Jesus, a life that now runs for Almighty God and not running after all the mischief of this world. Our unsaved friends and family members, we're trying to get many of them saved. We got so many family members that are not saved, so many family members that were raised in the church of God, raised under sound doctrine and teachings of the Word of God. I thank God. I was listening to Sister as she was praying for Sister Holmes, and she was saying that how Sister Holmes had taught us the way of God. She was a deaconess, and how she taught us as young women growing up right here in the house, not only Sister Holmes, but all the older saints. We still have Sister Carol, another mother in Zion that is teaching us, and brethren. The brethren had the old brethren that were here teaching us how to live for Almighty God, teaching us how to live righteous and holy life. Elder Wilbur taught the Word of God. Elder Wilbur didn't come up in the pulpit and joke and clown around and make all kinds of jokes just to draw people in, but he taught the Word of God, taught us how to live. So he said there was a time he was going to be gone and that we should still be able to make it in because Pastor taught the Word of God. And as Sister said in the prayer, we've got to be able to hand this mantle over to young people. That's why our young people, we tell them to wake up, sit up and listen to the Word of God. You've got to know the truth of God's Word. The shorter end of my life is ahead of me. If the Lord allows me to see this Thursday of this week, I'll be 63 years old. I don't know how much longer the Lord has for me, but the short end of my life is ahead of me. That mantle has to be handed off to someone else to carry on. Amen?
Amen.
Those other saints of God she spoke about. And we've got many on the wall downstairs. Those saints are gone, dead and gone. They're there in glory, resting from their labor. Now it's time for you and I to live as they taught us to live in the Word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
It's time for us to, we've taken up that mantle, and we've got to run on for Jesus Christ. We cannot circumvent. We cannot take away and compromise on the Word of God. As Brother said a couple Wednesday nights ago, we cannot compromise and shave off this and shave off that and say, well, I don't want to listen to that scripture over there. Oh, but that scripture is a little harsh for me. But we've got to remember what the Word of God said, that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it is profitable. Oh, what do you mean, Sister Jenkins? Turn with me to the Word of God. First 1 Timothy and look at what he says in the Word of God when he tells us about the Word of God and how we are to use his Word, God's Word, to his glory. I should have said 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and look at what he says there. Oh, this was Paul speaking to young Timothy, and I know you Bible students know these scriptures quite well, but let us get into them for the sake of those who may be listening in that may not know the truth of God's Word. Praise our God. Look at what Paul says to him. He tells him there, he says in verse 10, he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. He said, manner of life, purpose, faith. Does somebody know, fully know the doctrine of Almighty God? Does someone know the manner of life in which you say you are living right now for Christ Jesus? Put yourself there in first person. He went on to say, Paul says, my his purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Paul was letting us know he has been an example to those who do not know Jesus Christ. Paul went on. He was an example to Timothy. He said, persecution. Paul let him know, you know my person, my afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endure, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Hang on, Sister Gail. God is going to deliver you. He went on to say, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Saints of God, when you're being persecuted, remember this scripture here. All that live godly in Christ Jesus is going to suffer something.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
It may not be pretty. It may not be what you want to go through, but you're going to suffer something. He went on to say, but evil men, why? Because evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Are we not seeing it in our day and time? Are we not seeing it all around us, saints of God? But look at what Paul told Timothy. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. See, this is what we got to do, saints. We got to hunker down. We got to stay where God has us. We can't get off the ship. I said, Paul, remember in another scripture, I think it's back in Acts, the 26th chapter, when the ship was going on and many of them wanted to get off. Paul said, no, the spirit, the angel of the Lord came to me and told me, everybody that stays on the ship, they'll be saved. Saints of God, let us stay on the ship of Zion. Amen. Praise our God so we can make it into the kingdom of God. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. See, when you learn them from a true pastor of Almighty God, when you learn them from the minister, when you get, you learn them from what thus saith the Lord, and not what somebody has put as a creed and got together and several people. No, when you come to the Word of God, you've learned this from the Word of God and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them. He went on to say to him, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture. Saints of God, there are many of us that have known the Scripture since we were children. We were raised up right here in the church of God, just like these little ones that are being raised today. They have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to do what? Make you wise unto salvation. To our young people, that Sunday school, their Sunday school lessons are making you wise unto salvation. Hearing the Word of God is making you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And then look at what he said. All Scripture, this is why we can't cut off anything. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, meaning it is inspired by God. It is living. He said it's profitable. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Oh, praise our God. We want the Word of God to instruct us in this way. Amen? Oh, I want to know how to live before I die.
Amen?
Amen. It's better to live know now before you get there. And Jesus says, depart. Amen?
Amen.
I want to know before I get there. You know, it was just weird. This song is coming to my mind, but it's escaping me. We ought to know. You want to know before you get there. So for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Perfect. I know people look at this word. Well, nobody can be. God wants us to be complete. Praise God. Complete in him. That's what he tells us to go on to perfection. Not sitting there laying again the foundation of good work, going out and asking God, Lord, forgive me, Lord this, Lord that. But God wants us all, praise our God. When the Lord, when you're sitting there, well, Lord, I can't help it. No, God wants you to go on to perfection. He said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God. Praise our God. Sister found the song, when Jesus comes again. Amen. Remember these words, saints of God. We've sang this song many times. He said, when Jesus comes again to gather his own, and to the true a crown is given. He said, I want to hear him say, my servant, well done. Thou soul shall know the joys of heaven. Amen. Oh, how many want to hear him say, my child, well done. Amen. He said, I want to tell you all the story of love, that they may know his pardon free. And there before his throne in glory above, receive a crown of victory. That's what we're working for, amen? Amen. We're working for that crown that Paul talked about. We're working for that crown later on in chapter 4, Paul said, where he was ready to be delivered or ready to be offered. And that the time of his departure was at hand because what? He had fought a good fight. Oh, praise our God. He had finished his course. Paul had kept the faith. That's what we've got to do, saints of God. We've got to keep the faith right now in this day and time. And that's when he said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Oh, I want that crown. Amen. Praise our God. He went on to say there, he's coming back again. His jewels, praise our God. Malachi talks about being jewels. He said, to claim, they shall receive eternal rest. 'Tis sweet to know that all who come in his name shall there be numbered with the blessed. He said, I do not know the day my Savior will come. None of us know. He said, but I must be prepared to go. This is what Brother Byron has told us many times before. Let us be ready to go. He said, if I am ready, he will call me his own. And that's enough for me to know. I want to know that he will welcome me there. How many want to know that?
Amen.
I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him where? In that city so fair and ever there with him abide. That's Amen. What I'm looking for. Amen. Praise God. Praise our God.
Thank you, sir.
Praise our God. Oh, that's why we want to be, you know, the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Oh, all the work of Almighty God. We want the world to know that we are truly children of God. Praise our God. Our salvation should be a testament. It should be evident to others that Jesus is alive and that Jesus can change lives. They may be able to say, you know, back in the day you used to do something. Oh, but I've been redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We can testify by our words. We can testify by our actions. If our lives are a testimony for Jesus Christ, then they should be reflections of Christ. As we follow him in his steps, praise our God. First, we must understand that our allegiance is to Almighty God. The Bible tells us that we are to love God. That's the first thing we got to love, is love Almighty God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And then also tells us in Matthew, the 6th chapter, one of Sister Holmes' favorite scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to seek out God first. Amen? He said, in his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. We got to seek those things out first. Amen. Praise our God. We have an important commission from our Savior in Matthew, the 28th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment to that scripture. And look at what he says in verse 19. You see, as a testimony, we have a commission. We're out here trying to save souls, saints of God. Look at what he says to us in verse 19. He says of Matthew 28. He said, for us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching to them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Why? Why is Christ saying that to you and I? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 34 of that scripture. It says in part, because some have not the knowledge of God. That's the time in which we're living, saints. Verse 15:34 starts out, says, awake to righteousness. See, Paul is speaking to the brethren and sisters there. Let me go back just a little bit in that scripture. Praise our God. He says there in verse 33, he said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners.
You know, if you hang around evil things, you're going to be corrupt by it. I know oftentimes you people say, well, I can change. So, no, you can't change anyone. The only one that can change them is God.
Amen. Amen.
God is in the business. He can change lives if they want to be changed. Amen. Amen. But they got to want this way. You got to have a desire to be saved. You have to have a desire to want to live for Almighty God. Because when you have a desire to live for God, you're going to live for God. Amen. You're not going to allow anything to get in your way. You're not going to allow anything to set you back or to keep you from doing what the Word of God has said for us to do. You're not going to try to make excuses and say, well, you know, everybody else was doing. No, everybody else might be doing it, but it's not of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. But he said in verse 34, he said, awake to righteousness. He said, in sin not. Here we go again. Oh, praise our God. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And that's the time in which we are living. Thanks to God, people are dying daily without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, saints, our lives as believers are to showcase Jesus Christ. Everything we do, we are to showcase Jesus Christ to a dying, sinful world and to deliver the gospel message that Jesus saved. People ought not to be able to say that we don't live what we preach. People should be able to say, well, you know, she's a child of God. They should be able to call upon you and say, will you pray for me? They know that you're able to get a prayer through, and they can ask you to pray for them. You see, too many who profess to be believers are not living according to the Word of God. Therefore, their way of living is bringing a reproach. It's bringing criticism upon Christianity by living sinful lifestyles. Proverbs 13:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. You see, there's no middle ground in salvation. You're either saved or not. Amen?
Amen.
I know many pastors are trying to get members, and they're trying to redefine the terms of righteousness and sin, but they're ignoring God's definition. Some have set their own modified definition. Now their flocks find comfort in living in sin while professing to be saved. That's not of God. The religious world has moved so far from God's standard that they can no longer see a way back. Anything just goes right now. And it's sad to say, and it's happening in a lot of Church of God. People are going back and, well, you know, we got to go back and we've got to try to get them and we've got to come down to their, no, I don't have to go down to their level. My Bible tells me we are a city set on a hill. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, he tells us in the Word of God, I believe it's in Isaiah. I don't have the scripture down, but I believe when he talks about that the Church of God, oh, we are on the mountaintop, saints. We're not down in the valley. And everybody that's going to come to it, they got to come up to the Church of God. Amen. You got to come up to the standard of what God has said in the Word of God. We don't find ourselves going backwards. We don't find ourselves going down to meet with everybody and what they're doing. No, they've got to come up to where we are in the Church of God. Praise our God. That's what God wants from us. He wants you and I to live so that when people see our life, well, where do you go? They'll ask you in a heartbeat, where do you go to church? You can turn around and you can say to them, I am the Church of God. Oh, they'll see a difference in your life. I know many of the saints have said it. I can't find that scripture right away, but many of the saints have said it, that people have said to them on numerous occasions. They'd ask them, where do you go to church? They've been in a grocery store, and many of them just looked at them and said, where do you go to church? And the saints of God, that's your opportunity right now. That is your teachable moment to be able to say to a soul that I am a child of the King. I live for Almighty God, that God reigns in my life. And God is the head of my life. And you let them know how you live for the Lord so they can live that way too. Amen? Praise our God. You don't turn around and go down to what people are doing. You don't go back when God has brought you out. Paul said back here in Galatians, if I rebuild those things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. If you're going back picking up those things you used to do, when God has brought you out, he said you yourself is a transgressor. Praise our God. Isaiah 2. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Thank you. Thank the Lord. I knew it was in Isaiah, but I couldn't remember. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Turn there for a moment with me. Amen. Thank God. Isaiah 2. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, look at what it says there, starting with verse 1. He said, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord shall be what? Established in the top of the mountain. That means, thanks to God, it's established up here, not down in the valley. Amen. He said, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. You got to flow into the church of God. Amen. Not that we flow down, you flow up. Amen?
Amen.
And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his way. That's what it's all about, coming and being taught the way of God, taught how to live for the Lord before we die. He said, and we will walk in his path, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen? You go to a church of God, all the word of God has got to be going forth. Amen? Yes. You shouldn't come in the church of God if you're unsaved and feel comfortable. Amen? Praise our God. Got to know that God's word stands. And his word is on record for us. We've got to live according to God's word. Amen? Yes. Praise our God. Don't allow somebody drag you down to where they are. You bring them up to where they ought to be. Amen? Praise our God. Living in a time where the world has reduced morality to political discussions and debates about personal rights rather than seeking what is right in the eyes of Almighty God. That's what's going on in our world today. Is it it's a woman's right to do what she wants to do. Oh, my, my, my. But Jesus said these words in Luke chapter 16, verse 15. He said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. My, my, my. That's the time in which we are living. People are justifying themselves before man. Mankind is not in the right direction. Amen? Mankind is not going to these. Our politicians of this world, they don't have God on their mind. Oh, they speak it around the time because they're trying to draw in what they call the evangelicals. They're trying to draw in all these different things. And you'll hear them say, many of them you see right now, they say God, country, and guns and all this kind of stuff. That's what you see. But let me say, if you're standing on the word of God, God comes supreme of everything. Amen?
Yeah.
But he said there in that 15th verse, Jesus said, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. See, God knows the heart. God knows that mankind, men, people are not living right. Praise our God. He said, but God knoweth your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men. Look at this. That which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Meaning it is hateful to Almighty God. Praise our God. You see, God is the one who sees what is being done in secret. Nothing is hidden from God. You can't hide anything from Almighty God. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. Look at what he says there in the word of God. In verse 9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. You see, if we're saved, you don't have to fall from God's grace. God has put things in place to help us in our walk with him. He's put things in place to help us so we can stay in the straight and narrow way. Amen?
Amen.
He tells us in Hebrews, the 4th chapter in verse 16. It lets us know. He says, let us therefore come boldly. You say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm struggling with this. But look at what the word says. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You see, we are to approach God's throne of grace with confidence. We don't come with any hesitation. If you have a need, come to the throne of grace. But come honestly. Come seeking what God would have for you to do.
Don't come and thinking you're going to have a bait and switch with Almighty God. No. Come and lay it all at the altar of Almighty God. Allow God to show you. Allow God to give you direction in your life. Say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know what to do. I need you. I need you to guide me. I need you to direct me in the path of righteousness. What am I doing wrong, Lord? I can see all these things are happening all around me. You see, there's nothing hidden from God. God already knows. Amen. God knows whether you're living right. God knows whether you're living wrong. Brother brought out and on Wednesday night, he went back there and he brought out the scripture with Hezekiah. But he went there to the Lord and he stood there when he told him to get his house in order. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then he turned around in here. He said, Lord, you know me. See, God already knew him. Amen. Just like God knows you and I today. So we can't come to the throne and try to fool God. We can't come to the throne and try to make believe or pretend something isn't going on in our life. God already knows. Amen. Yes. If you mess up, come, Lord. I totally messed up. Come on, Lord, help me. I need you right now. I know I haven't lived right. I know I need to get up for the saints and tell them, you know, saints, I haven't lived right. I haven't been doing what's right. And so there won't be no reproach upon the house of God or anything coming upon the people. We just studied about Joshua and Jericho. Achan, when Joshua and them were there and they had that little army of Ai. We just went through that study in Sunday school lesson. There was just one who had sin in the camp. And they said, the Bible said they hid it amongst their stuff. But the whole family of God had to suffer because of one man's sin. Saints of God, we don't need to suffer. If someone has sinned, come and ask God to forgive you. Allow God to save you. Allow God to come over you. Because God said if you confess your fault, God will forgive you. But if you try to keep covering them up, guess what the devil does? The devil knows that you're trying to cover them up. So what is the devil going to do? The devil's going to keep putting things in your way. The devil's going to keep putting obstacles in your way. Pretty soon the devil's going to have you go away and not come back. Well, you know, they think they're better or someone thinks they're home. That's not so. Amen. Confess your faults one to another. Allow God to save you. Allow God to overcome you and say to you, I forgive you, my son. I forgive you, my daughter. Go away and sin no more. Let the worst thing come upon you. Come to Almighty God. Amen? Oh, I can remember starting out for the Lord, stumbling up all over the place. But when I got settled in God, amen? Because he in our justified state, the Bible says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. In that first work, we are justified. That means we don't know much about Almighty God. We are learning and we're stumbling all over the place. That's why he tells us to go on to perfect, go on to sanctification. You got to be sanctified. You got to get this whole flesh under control because this flesh will have you doing all manner of things. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I thought I was here. Yes. We are spiritual, but we still live in this body. Paul said, I die daily, meaning Paul crucifies this flesh. He doesn't allow the flesh to dictate him to what he does. Think about all the things in life that you were doing. Those things in life were because of this old flesh. Turn with me to Galatians. Praise our God. Turn with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Oh, we thank God for his word. Amen. Praise our God. God is able. He's able to help us. Mm-hmm. But when we come to the throne, remember, we got to come by faith. Because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. Christ is our high priest. Christ can sympathize with us when we come to the throne. He knows our weaknesses because he became us. He knows it. And the Bible lets us know that he was in all points tempted as we are, but he was without sin. Amen? Amen. But look at what it says here. About the flesh. Praise our God. Oh, Paul says there in Galatians 5 verse 16. He said, this I say. Praise our God. He said, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. That's why you got to have the spirit of Almighty God. I know saints later on, the Bible, that's why I said there's going to be more parts to this, because the word of God has been, God has been working with me on talking about the dwelling of the whole Holy Spirit of God and being filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, there's a difference between the indwelling of the Spirit and us being filled with the Spirit of Almighty God. See, the Spirit of God comes to us upon our salvation. Why? Because he guides us into all truth. The Spirit of God is your guide. It will help you. But then you've got to be indwelt with it. You've got to have the feeling of the Holy Spirit of God so you can live right in this present world. And you can walk according to the word of God. But look at what Paul went on to say. This is about the flesh. This is why we got to mortify it. He said, for the flesh lusts against what? The Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. I know we read this, I believe, on last Lord's Day. But let us look at it just a little bit deeper. Contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. But listen to what he says. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Yes. Saints of God, we've got to be led every day. Oh, what is that song we say? He leads me each day in a heavenly way.
My surrender.
Yes. So onward and upward I climb. In a straight, narrow way, I'm determined to stay. Have you determined that? Until I leave this old dark world behind.
Amen.
That's why we got to walk, be led by the Spirit of God each and every day. Amen?
God.
When you're led by the Spirit of God, he'll keep you from saying something on your job. He'll keep you from being angry at everything that's going on. Amen?
Amen.
Because why? He says there, because the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these adultery. Oh, we're living in a time of that. He said fornication. Oh, it's just out of control. Amen? Oh, it's okay, said the young people wanting to do these various things outside of marriage. No. In marriage, marriage is honorable. The bed undefiled, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. He said uncleanness. Let me go back to fornication. I don't care if your parents put a ribbon on the door or not. It's against God. Amen?
Amen.
I don't care if they take you down and get you all kinds of protection. It's against God. Amen?
Amen.
It's not of God. Amen. He went on to say uncleanness. Oh, my, my, my. Lasciviousness, lustfulness. Lustful spirit. People are so lustful today. Idolatry. People are worshiping idols. People want all kinds of medallions and all kinds of things to hold on to. Hold on to Jesus Christ, and you don't need a medallion. Amen. Witchcraft. People run into these little soothsayers and reading their every morning, getting up and reading the astrology and what your birth month has to say about what your day is going to be, and then people just take it and go and they always say, I'm going to have a bad day, or it says I'm going to do this. That's witchcraft.
Amen.
Don't let our children get mixed up in that.
Amen.
I know we've said this before. Even the world is, see, it's the world that's dictating a lot of these things. Even when you think about even in the cereal, I believe we mentioned this before, Lucky Charms and all that kind of stuff. Oh, that's the world. They have subliminal messages in these things. And we've got to protect our children, saints. Oh, he said emulation. Want to emulate after somebody. I think I forgot. It was hatred. Oh, hatred is running rampant in our society. Look at what's going on in our Congress. Every day. Then they all try to say, well, we got bipartisanism. No, we don't see it. Amen? Strife. That's going on. Wrath. Seditions. Heresies. Envying. Looking across the street at your neighbor. They got a boat. Now you got to go get one. No? Murders. Look at the murder rate. I believe we surpassed it here last year, here in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Drunkenness, revelings. And he didn't stop there because, you know, sometimes people, and we've said this before, people will say, well, you know, he didn't say in there, I shouldn't smoke or drink or do this. No, he said, it's such like. He said, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall, S-H-A-L-L is guaranteed. You're guaranteed not to inherit the kingdom of God. That is not Sister Renee. That is what the word of God says.
Amen.
That's serious, saints of God. Because each one of these that Paul has listed here, and Holy Spirit of God to give me to go and break these down, each one of these, if you look at these words underneath them, there's a whole litany of other words that tie into them. Amen? So it's bigger than just saying idolatry. Because under idolatry, there's a whole list of things that tie into idolatry. There's a whole list of things that tie into hatred. And a whole list of things that tie into fornication and uncleanness. And the word of God says, he said, I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, Paul meant that he was saying this again, reiterating this to them again, that they which do such things shall not. Don't think you're going to do these things and going to inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, but look at what he said. But the fruit of the Spirit, praise our God. That's what God wants us to display, saints. God wants us to be displaying the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? He wants us to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You see, saints of God, I know that the enemy is waging a war right now against us. He knows that some of us in this house of God have been suffering with some afflictions in our body. Some are suffering right now. The devil's trying to get us to look at these afflictions and question as to why God is allowing someone to go through something. Trying to get us to forget all the past goodness of Almighty God. Let us remain steadfast in our walk with the Lord. Nothing wavering. Knowing that our afflictions can be a blessing in disguise for us. Reminding ourselves of his word. He tells us in Psalms, the 34th chapter, in verse 19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. My, do you believe that? Praise our God. I believe it, saints. I believe God is able to deliver us out of them all. Amen. He's able to bring us through. You know, they say with flying colors, God is able to bring us through. Amen. Oh, he has brought many of us through in this congregation. God has blessed many of us to come through cancer and various things. Oh, God has brought us through. Amen. Oh, my. Praise our God. Look at what it says in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God. Thank God for his word, saints of God. Look at what it says in verse 6. He tells us, he said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. See, this is where we got to get ourselves. We got to be submitted to God. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God's going to lift us up, saints of God. Even when we're going through something, God's going to lift us up. I want God to do exalting, not us. Amen. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Don't try to piecemeal it out to God. Just give it to him. Amen. Amen. He went on to say, be sober. Now, this is not talking about being sober from alcohol, but this is telling us to be serious in our walk with God. He said, being vigilant. He's been being watchful. We got to be watchful at all times in our walk because your adversary, see, the devil is not our friend, or the devil is our enemy. Don't try to friend up with the devil. No. He said, your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking, meaning he is searching out. He is doing all kinds of things, searching out souls to see where you are, see whether you're lacking in studying, see whether you're lacking in your service to the Lord, see when's the last time you've been to the house of God, when's the last time when you got up and gave a testimony to all God's goodness to you, when's the last time you read and meditated upon God's word. That's what the devil is seeking out, because he figures there's going to be a little lax there. The devil can get a little bit, the devil is going to sliver right on in there, and then you'll be wondering what happened. He went on to say, seeking whom he may devour. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. This is one thing the devil knows. He said, knowing that the same affliction, saints of God, are accompanied in your brethren that are in the world. Saints of God, we're going to have the same aches and pains and heartaches and heart attacks and pneumonia, cancer, whatever the world has. The same affliction are accomplishing your brethren that are in the world. Why? We live in a sin-cursed world. But look at number 10. But God, but the God of all grace. See, God is a God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Listen to this, saints. After that, you have what? Suffered a while. I can't tell you how long a while is. The woman in the Bible had an issue of blood for how many years? She had a long time. Was it 11 years or 38 years? She had an issue of blood. I got to get that scripture and get it right. But she, 12 years. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. So after you suffered a while, may have to suffer through some things for a little while. Amen? He said, make you what? Perfect. Establish. Strengthen. Settle you. That's what God will do. After you've gone through something for a little while, God's going to settle you down. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Amen? Praise our God. Let me give you a couple more scriptures. In Job 5:17, he said, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Psalms 119:67 said, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Do we believe that? Praise our God. And then Revelation 7, I know we know these well. Verse 14, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great what? Tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We're going to go through something, saints of God. But let us remain steadfast. Let us remain unmovable in our walk with the Lord. Yes, God will deliver us from these afflictions. I know he will. In due time, I believe God. Oh, I believe God. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe God? Look around at our testimony, saints. We got testimonies right here in the church. Look at the testimony, what God can do. Oh, he never promised us that the way would be easy. He told us that if we endure until the end, he said, the same shall be saved. Amen? Praise our God. We got to endure, saints of God. Oh, praise our God. Let us go back to 1 Peter. I know time has gone for us, and we'll bring it back. Amen? But let us look at something else Peter said there, and then we'll go ahead and we'll come back. Also what Peter said in verse 9, he lets us know that we have a new character. He said that we are called a holy nation, one that is set apart for God. That is, God through Jesus has produced a change in us that is different now, that now allows us to be what we never could have been before we were saved. Amen? Before we were saved, we never could have been holy. Amen? Our holiness is to be seen in this present world. He says to us in 1 Thessalonians 5. We're going to close out with these next couple of scriptures here. Just bear with me just for a second. 5, verse 23. He said, in the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly, meaning entirely. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. That's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be blameless, saints of God, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise our God. As we are living with God in our lives, we've got to continue to grow in grace. We've got to continue to grow in our faith. And the more we grow in our faith, the more and more we become like Jesus Christ. We're changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And when we're changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ, then we display the fruit that we just read about. The fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness. We display that fruit. All those are characteristics of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how we are united with him. We are united with him. We are one spirit with Almighty God. Praise our God. You see, lost men in our society right now, they can do good things. And many of them have their names on buildings and various things for donations they give. They've got more money than what you and I have. And they can give and give and give.
and they received the praise of men. But as I quoted to you last Lord's Day from our Young People's Sunday School book, where the commentator said on page 11, a man may be honorable in the world, but a wretch before God. You see, they may have their name sitting on some building downtown or some hospital or whatever, but stand as a wretch before Almighty God. But I want to know, as Jesus Christ said to the disciples, that my name is written there, amen? I want to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, amen? How many know what I'm talking about, amen? That's where I want my name written. I don't need to have my name up on top of a building. I don't need to have my name on some kind of scroll to say I gave money to this cause and that cause. The Bible says when you do your alms, you do them in secret, and God will bless you openly, amen? Oh, I believe the word of God. Do you believe the word of God?
Amen.
I believe the word of God. You see, unsaved people can do all kinds of things naturally, but they can't do anything spiritually.
That's right.
There's no spiritually good in them at all. All the good, the Bible tells us, is as filthy rags. All of it's outward for man to be seen and those things. But all saints of God, our righteousness is within, but it's going to come out. And it's going to show a dying world how we are united with Jesus Christ. How we are, as our scripture text says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. That's what salvation does for us. You see, salvation has given you and I a new divine nature, a nature that we can live for Almighty God. And with our divine nature, we have a new spirit that we have the power through the work of the Holy Spirit of God to be able to live a sober and righteous life in this present world, to live holy. You know, people make fun of that and say, well, nobody can live like that. Oh, yes, you can. If you want to make it into the kingdom of God, you're going to come God's way. You're going to come the way of the word of God, or you're not going to be with Jesus in the end. And seeing that none of us know when time is going to be up, none of us know when our last breath is going to be, it behooves us to know what thus saith the Lord. It behooves us to make sure that we are joined unto Jesus Christ with one spirit, and that being joined with Jesus Christ, that we have fled. As our scripture reading says, flee fornication, every sin that man doeth without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against the own body. And we've got to know that you are not your body. No, excuse me, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not of your own. We've got to know that, but that we've been brought with a price, and that we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for his word. Amen. United with Christ Jesus. And one of the last things that Pastor Jenkins said was we have to come God's way. You can't think we're going to somehow force God into a mold that we've made, that we think we've made a way for our lives, and think that God's going to go along with our thoughts and ideas. We have to come God's way.
Amen.
Amen. When she said that, was the words of a song came into my mind that said, God's way is best. If human wisdom a fairer way may seem to show, it's only that our earth-dimmed vision, the truth, can never clearly know. If our vision has been dimmed by looking at our things as this earth, we can't really know the truth unless we have a spiritual eye, a spiritual heart to look for it. And of course, if God's way is best, I will not murmur. Okay. Although the end I may not see, where'er he leads, I'll meekly follow. She preached about us being humble before God. God's way is best for me.
Amen.
If we want to be united with Christ Jesus, God's way has to be best. We can't kick out of the harness and say, well, I'm going to go my own way.
God's way has to be best in order for us to be one with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we thank God for the message
Amen.
Today and for the messenger.
Thank God.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
Number 238. Let's turn in the evening light to number 238. Evening light. Number 238. Evening light.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
I will follow thee.
Oh, praise our God.
Amen. Now remember in the message, Pastor said that we don't vow things. We don't say something knowing that we're not going to do it.
Yes. Amen.
Brother Byron taught us on Wednesday night about making a vow. He told us about Jephthah, who made a vow concerning winning a battle. He prayed to the Lord. He said he would sacrifice whatever came out of his door when he came home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, alas, the first thing come out of the door was his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so sorrowful. He said, but I told his daughter, but I vowed a vow to the Lord, and I cannot go back.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to sing, I will follow thee, my Savior, whatsoever my lot may be, where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. That sounds like a promise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vow.
Mm-hmm.
So let us follow through with those things that we say, or even those things that we sing,
Amen.
Realizing that God hears, and he knows our hearts.
Amen.
I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoever my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou hast shed thy blood for me, and though men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though the road be rough and stormy, trackless as thou hast trod this way before me, and I gladly follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and though by thy grace, I'll follow thee.
Praise God.
Though 'tis lone and dark and dreary, cheerless though my path may be, if thy voice I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me, and though men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow. Amen. We heard in the message. You know, there may be some things we're going to have to go through. That third verse says, though 'tis lone and dark and dreary, cheerless though my path may be. There's going to be some things we'll have to go through.
And it may be difficult to be happy in those circumstances,
mm-hmm.
but we can still have the joy of the Lord deep down on the inside.
Amen.
The happiness and joy are two different things. Because it says, if thy voice I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee, regardless of the diagnosis that you might get,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who may be persecuting you,
mm-hmm.
who may be bullying you. And if thy face I hear before me, fearlessly I'll follow thee. We're told that we have that perfect love for the Lord. Perfect love casteth out fear. We have to have that love for the Lord in order to follow on. That whatso, first verse said, whatsoever my lot may be.
Mm-hmm.
Second verse said, though the road be rough and stormy. And sometimes our road is rough and stormy. Sometimes it seems like things come in all at the same time. Something hits you on this side and something else happens on that side. And it seems like it's just a rainstorm of things that are happening all at the same time. But that doesn't mean we leave the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
It says, I will follow thee, my Savior. And it has to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be with the Lord? How can we be with Jesus at the end if we don't stay with him all the way through?
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. Is there anyone who has a need?
Amen.
Anyone who needs special prayer? Anyone who needs strength? Anyone who needs encouragement in the Lord, amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Praise our God. Because we have to have that made up mind. If we sing this song, Lord, I'll follow you, we can't a month from now turn around and say, well, Lord, I don't think I'm going to follow you anymore. Amen. We can't forsake him. He's promised he wouldn't forsake us, even in times of trouble.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul, pastor, gave us a scripture where the Apostle Paul talked about all the things that he'd gone through. He said, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have to be set and established. Amen. And that's what we have to do in these last days. We can't leave the Lord.
Amen.
We cannot have served the Lord for years and years and then turn and leave him because we don't know where death is.
Amen.
And there may not be an opportunity to get back.
Amen.
Or Jesus may come before there's an opportunity to get back. Or it may be that we've served the Lord for so long and we have tasted of his goodness and of his spirit and of the worlds to come. If we fall away, it may just be that we can't get back. The Spirit of God may leave us.
Lord, mercy.
And we can't get back.
Help me,
still Lord. Walking around in this world, still alive, but condemned and lost forever.
My.
What a horrible condition to be in.
Amen.
And to know enough of God's word to know that the Spirit of God has left you and you can't get back.
Mm-hmm.
My. The only thing that's left is just a dread of the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, none of us, we don't want to be in that condition.
Amen.
Let us make our calling and election sure now. When we say, I will follow thee, let us know that that's a song that we're singing and we have to mean it from our heart and we have to mean it for all time.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. There was one hand that was raised. Are there any other hands? I'd like to be remembered.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want to be anchored in. Amen.
In the
Lord. We'll sing these last two verses.
All I need with tribulation, sorely tempted though I be, I remember thou wast tempted and rejoice to follow.
Jesus did.
Praise.
Oughtn't we to serve him with a steadfast heart?
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer, and we'll have prayer for our dear sister. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Jesus. He's our Savior and he's our Lord. He's the captain of our salvation. Oh Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus and for his sacrifice on our behalf. The song poet said, I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace, I'll follow thee. Lord, your grace is sufficient. Your grace was sufficient to save us. And your grace is sufficient to keep us.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we look to you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for your word. Thanking you, Lord, for how you've stirred up our hearts and our minds, dear God. Lord, to make sure, dear God, that we're in thee, knowing, Lord, the provision that you've made for us, dear God. And only through your power, dear God,
yes,
could we be availed of this great salvation. And only by your grace and your spirit and your word, Lord, can we be kept. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you have given to us. We thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear God, because we want to be steadfast in thee. Lord, we want to always be in the center of your will, dear God. Lord, we don't ever, dear God, want to be overtaken of evil, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us more grace, dear God, to obey your word. Lord, to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, that we might have fellowship not only with one another, but with our God and with our Savior. Help us, dear God. Lord, to draw closer. Amen. Thank you, sister. Help us, dear God, Lord, to be all that you're calling for us to be.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to be that chosen nation, dear God.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to be that peculiar people. Help us, Lord, to be that royal priesthood, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, to show forth Christ in all things. Help us, Lord, to show that we are united with Christ Jesus, dear Lord. Because we know, Lord, that your spirit, dear God, will empower us, dear Lord, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, that others may see Christ in us. Lord, we don't want to fail you, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, and anoint us, dear Father, for this holy living, dear God, that you have ordained for us to live. Have your way, dear God, and remember each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, be our supply and be our guide and our stay in all things, dear God. Even, dear God, as we rejoice in the God of our salvation, help us, Lord, to be true. Help us, dear God, to be ready. Help us, Lord, to be that prepared people that Jesus is coming back for, his church and his bride. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise your God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We're
going to call for prayer.
Sister Carol. She lives in faith.
Amen.
She's coming in faith.
Amen.
There is no secret.
Amen.
Let God can do.
Amen.
What he's done for us, he'll do for you. His eyes wide open, he'll pardon you. There is no what God can do. Amen.
Yes, on that. Yes, on that.
My Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
If many would have right here in the congregation, consider what God can do. Heal their bodies. Brought them here in the house of the Lord, loving you, loving the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that I'm one of them today.
Amen.
Not to be healed as you will in the morning.
Amen.
It is not, you know, my destination. Amen. I know where I'm going to sit.
Amen.
So thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Whatever your will is for me, oh, let it be done.
Amen.
Let it be done. In the name of Jesus. even as you have touched others, dear Father.
Amen.
We're looking to you with faith, dear God.
Amen.
Not wavering, not doubting, dear God.
Amen.
But knowing, dear God, that what you're able to do or perform.
Yes.
Knowing, dear God, that you are able to heal, dear God.
Yes.
And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her and touch her in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you will give you the glory.
Amen.
We know, Lord, that you will be with us, dear God.
Amen.
Even, dear Father, as we go, dear God, and going to the doctors and so on, dear God. Lord, even as we listen to the doctors, what they say, Lord,
yes.
we know,
yes.
Lord, what your word says
Amen.
All before,
Amen.
Dear God.
Amen.
They never have
to look at or
Lord, God, no
Lord.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God.
Amen. Amen.
So we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, Lord. You've made her, Lord.
Yeah,
you've brought her thus far, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, for your healing virtue.
Amen.
For your healing favor, Lord. For your power to flow into her body, dear God, according to your will. But Lord, she settles it, dear God. Whatever your will is, dear God, she's yours, dear Father. Lord, to do with as you will, dear God. And she has said, dear God, Lord, that she knows
yes,
that she can
Lord.
Heal, dear God. But Lord, even if not, even as the Hebrew boy said, told the king.
Yes.
Lord, we know
yes.
that our God
yes.
is able.
Yes.
But even if not,
yes. praise God.
They were just settled in God's
praise
will.
God.
And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to heal her, Lord, but even if not,
yes,
Lord, she's still yours, dear Father.
Amen.
And Lord, she knows her destination, dear God. Lord, she knows, dear Father, how to live, dear God, in order to be with you throughout all eternity. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless her and touch her and heal her, dear God. Father, in your care, she's looking up to you, and she's encouraging us, Lord, by her faith, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her, Lord, and use her to your glory and to your honor. And Lord, we give you praise now.
Amen.
We give you thanks now and forevermore.
Yes.
We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray to God, even your Father, that you would give her relief, dear God.
Yes.
For any discomfort, dear God, that she's feeling in her body even now. For any pain, dear God, that she's feeling even now, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just bless her.
Lord,
Amen.
Don't heal me, Lord. Let others see this, dear Lord. Me, see what has happened in my life. My brothers, my grandchildren, great grandchildren, all of us. See that, Lord, if you don't heal me, but still let them know what you can do. And so may you save, dear Lord. You see, dear Heavenly Father, whatever. Not my time, this your time. I belong to you. Just use my situation here, Heavenly Father. Save up your hope. Thank you, Lord. That's my prayer. My Lord, thank you. Hello. Praise the Lord. Faith, I have no fear.
Amen.
Don't take this as fear.
No.
I have no fear. I know what the Lord can do it. It's willing to do it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the message. because faith in the Lord will heal when medicine won't.
What on, Sister Holmes?
For every disease.
Amen, Sister Holmes.
But that faith cure by the end.
Amen.
And so it just tells us we have another burden to get up underneath.
That's right.
Amen.
For strength in the Lord.
Yeah.
These bodies may fail us.
They may fail. Remember, he tells us that. Mm-hmm. The outward man perishes day by day, but the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
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 The outward man, I think it said, outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
It's because a doctor makes a determination
yes,
or diagnosis.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't mean we fear God.
No, no.
We fear what God is able to do.
That's right.
We have to settle it. As Sister Carol said, we have to settle it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I know you're able, but if you don't, use me to your glory,
mm-hmm.
God.
Amen.
Too many witnesses. Remember, the Bible tells us we're cast about with a great cloud of witnesses. That's just not only the ones in the Word of God, but we got witnesses right here in the
right
congregation
here.
Of what God has brought people through.
Amen.
There are many people, there are many are sitting in here right now that we don't even know some of their afflictions. God is bringing them through. Amen.
Amen.
And God will bring
bless,
them through this.
Bless God.
You.
Bless God.
Trust him and be true.
Trust
and see what he'll do.
That's right.
He'll
Amen.
Never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest. But just keep your eyes. Keep your eyes.
Amen. Bless God. Bless God. Amen. My God.
My God. Lord bless.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord bless.
Praise our God.
Lord bless.
1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Amen. Bless God. Always pray one for another during the week. And saints, as Pastor Jenkins has said, we have prayers. We have burdens to get under. Prayers, earnest prayers for saints. Amen. Let us pray one for another. And we see the special needs, special requests. Let us pray earnestly. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God. We thank God for the faith of this child.
Amen.
He wanted Amen. To be here today. He's a little warm, he's lined out back there. But this is a child, this is an example of a child pressing his way to be here and having faith. He said, yes. Very solemn, he said, yes. So we're going to anoint you, Tatum, in the name of God, the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, his Son, the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray for God to heal your body. Make you feel well. All right. Dear God, Lord, we come to you, Lord, in faith, Lord, bringing Tatum to you, dear God.
Lord, we thank you for this child, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for his faith, dear God, to believe, Lord, because he doesn't feel well, dear God, but he believes, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to touch him and heal his body, dear God. Lord, we know that Jesus taught us to have to come as a child, to have the faith of a child, dear God. And Lord, Tatum has shown great faith, dear God, in coming, dear God, to be anointed, Lord, that we might pray for him, Lord, and that you might hear our prayers and that he would be healed. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for your touch on Tatum this morning, dear Father, this afternoon, dear God. Lord, that you would heal him according to your will, that you would strengthen him, dear Father. Lord, you see his faith, dear God. And Lord, when we ask him the question, if he believed that God was able to heal and make him feel better, he very seriously said, yes. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for his faith. And we pray, dear God, we know that Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And Lord, Tatum has shown great faith, dear God. And so, Lord, we're looking for a great healing, dear God, in his body. Heal him, dear Father. Restore him, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord. And we thank you, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for this child, dear God. Father, who came to receive, dear God, of your goodness, dear Father, through the prayers of the saints. And we pray, dear Father, that you would bless him, dear God. Help him, Lord, to grow in grace and in knowledge of thee, dear God. Lord, that he might be an example to others, dear Father. Lord, it may be your will, dear God, to raise him up, dear Father. Lord, that to use him, dear Father, even to carry the gospel. Lord, we pray, dear God, you touch your hand upon this child, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for his father holding his hand by his side, Lord, to be supportive of him, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, oh, we pray, Lord, just touch on Brother DeAndre and Sister Maria, dear God, even as they care for him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that, Lord, you hear our humble cry. You hear our prayers, dear God, for Tatum. And, Lord, we're going to thank you right now, dear God, for the healing. We know, dear God, that you're going to heal. Lord, he's got a stuffy nose, dear Father. Lord, he's a little warm with fever, dear God, so we're asking, Lord, for you to touch that cool, that fever, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God, to be able to breathe well, dear God, and even to get rest, dear God, that you may restore his strength. And, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise for Tatum and his faith, because we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday. So since we don't stop praying.
Amen.
You don't say, well, you know, they prayed on Sunday. That'll do me until next Sunday. I pray that's not what's happening.
Amen.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints. We can see their needs among the saints. In addition to praying for lost souls or our lost loved ones, the saints have needs. So we're praying for both, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The annual business meeting will be held Saturday, February 10th at 10 a.m. here at the church. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 9 a.m. I was reading the 10th again. Let me start that reading again. The annual...